One of the crowning achievements of the last century was America's space program that led to the successful landing of men on the moon. A new online exhibition recounts with historic footage the enormity and complexity of that effort and the central role that Texas and Texans played in the history of spaceflight. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The Texas Archive of the Moving Image has recently launched its exhaustive online exhibition titled A Journey to the Moon Through Texas, and I'm pleased to have the curator of the exhibit and the archive's technical director, Afshin Nomai, on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. You're joining us by phone from Austin, where TAMI, the Texas Archive of the Moving Image, is located. Probably should give full disclosure here. I am a board member of the archive, so I'm pretty partial to the mission of TAMI. And why don't we start off talking about that mission? What is TAMI and why does it exist?
Texas Archive of the Moving Image, we are basically geared towards finding and preserving and, most importantly, giving access to film and video that documents Texas history. Mm-hmm. So one of the programs that we run to achieve this is called the Texas Film Roundup. It's funded through the Texas Film Commission. And what this funding does is it basically allows us to hold events around the state to collect film and video from museums, libraries, and probably more importantly, people. Anybody with home movies or other types of videos or films that they might have at home, they can bring their films in to us at these events, and we bring them back to Austin, and we digitize them, give them their films back, give them digital copies, and we do this for free. The exchange is that we are given permission to put this information or put these films online to share with Texas and the world. So that's in a nutshell what we're about. We're a nonprofit 501c3 organization. We're not a state agency or anything. We're just contracted through the Film Commission.
And this amazing repository that you're creating and giving access to, as you mentioned, includes home movies and other largely non-commercial films. We should make that distinction that, you know, there are a lot of theatrical films and films made about history that took place in Texas, but your founder and director, Carolyn Frick, when she started this archive, it was really to focus on the non-commercial side of things, the industrial films, promotional films, home movies, as you say, sort of amateur and orphan films, what archivists might call. And it seems to me, I haven't done an exhaustive search of the nation, but TAMI is really at the forefront of acknowledging the value of these types of images.
Yes, and certainly in terms of giving people access to them and having them out there for people to watch. There are other museums and archives that have home movies, you know, a home movie here, a home movie there, but we're really exhaustive in our use of home movies on our website to kind of document Texas and Texas life, Texas culture.
And oftentimes that gives a broader or different view from history, what we're taught oftentimes, to see that street-level view, that personal view of what life in Texas was at various decades over the last century of moving images. And it's, I think, serving a really important function to keep us away from distorting our past, shall we say, but also for the future of just preserving what life was like. And a lot of these images in other cultures are we're losing. And so it's a great function that you serve. I know we've had one of your associates, Madeline Moya, on the program in the past. She's curated some previous exhibitions, but is this the most expansive one, this one that you've just put together, A Journey to the Moon Through Texas? It seems like it's got a lot of material.
Yeah, I think, you know, I haven't run through the numbers, but I'm pretty sure that in terms of the actual number of films that is in the exhibit, that this is much larger than the other ones that we've done, yeah.
Were all of these moving images donated from a single source, or did you cobble them together from multiple sources?
The vast majority of the films in the exhibit were donated to us from Hardin-Simmons University. They had a professor there who collected these NASA films. How he obtained them, I'm not entirely certain. But they came to us a couple of years ago with, I don't know, 100 and something odd films. all NASA films, all from the same kind of time period, from the 60s to the early to mid 70s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were just donated to us from this university. We do also in the collection have home movies that were shot around the same time to kind of include that other view.
Right, and those include, I think, visitors to the Space Flight Center in Houston and just, again, that ground level view of what it was like to be a person visiting NASA there. And the exhibit reminds us that just the enormity of this undertaking. I think you point out that at one point or another, there was some 400,000 people employed in this initiative.
Yeah. Yeah. All across the country and various contractors. I mean, you had huge contractors like North American Grumman and Rockwell and, you know, these massive Boeing, you know, were building all sorts of different components. But there were also a lot of other smaller companies building smaller components, you know, pieces here and pieces there. And then within NASA itself at the Manned Spacecraft Center, a few thousand people just working there as well.
Houston, of course, is an intersection of much of the story that you're telling in the exhibition. So it's also a story of a city.
Yes, very much so. If you look on the All Films page at the very top of the page, there's a film called The NASA Manned Spacecraft Center, a National Resource. And this film actually starts off with the construction and shows Clear Lake and shows Houston from back in the early 60s. And so you can really get a sense of, I mean, they really do a good job of tying the Manned Spacecraft Center to Houston. And knowing that, something I didn't know before, that John F. Kennedy was in Houston at the opening of the Spacecraft Center, and he gave a talk at Rice University where he talks about this intersection of science and technology and the gateway to the West and that kind of thing.
And playing upon Houston's pioneer past and a new gateway to the future. One of the things that struck me looking through this, and it's a fascinating exhibit and one that I think anybody who grew up in the 60s like me is still fascinated with this time period and with space flight in general. It's just because we had never done it before. And to watch all of these pieces come together over the scope of this exhibit, I'm wondering, with all the material you had, the enormity of the story you're trying to tell, how you chose to format the exhibit and break it down into digestible parts?
You know, when I started digitizing the collection, I was just going at it piecemeal. I was just grabbing a stack of films, sitting down, and digitizing them.
So these came in on 16 millimeter? Or?
Yeah, they were all 16 millimeter. And this idea hadn't even come to me until I had got through about maybe 10 or 15 films. I said, you know, there's a story here because we have these progress reports. And I went and looked through the collection, and we had a huge chunk of time unbroken of these progress reports, basically chronicling from Apollo 1, unbroken through Apollo 12. And it was at that point I said, man, we've got something here. And then there were also other films that just about specific processes, like one about propulsion and power, you know, one about intravehicular activity, you know, that focus on specific things rather than general overviews.
But also and fascinating, so, given, you know, we're familiar with a lot of the big aha moments during the spaceflight program, the ones that were televised, but a lot of this stuff is the public may have seen, but not necessarily, may have been circulated within NASA or within the government to keep updates on what was happening. So it's a nice mix of all layers of information being documented in film. And it, I think, just gives us a peek inside not only the enormity of and technological hurdles that had to be overcome, but just the hurdles in communicating what was happening.
And it seems pretty clear that while some of these films were for internal use, just showing various activities in process, some of them were definitely sent out probably to schools, maybe to libraries, maybe to television stations for broadcast, explaining different processes like propulsion and power, which is one of my favorite ones. It goes into detail about how a rocket engine works, how they power a command module and that kind of stuff.
And you've broken down the exhibit under some major categories. There are astronauts, which profiles the Apollo astronauts, technology, the locations, the missions, the contractors, which includes some really great industrial films about, you know, the making of those components and then the vehicles themselves, which any kid growing up at the time probably made one of those models of one of those spacecrafts like I did. Are there particular favorites? There's a lot of material here, but is there something that really stands out that, you personally are attached to?
I really like hearing the astronauts talk about their experience as they're going through it or looking back upon it. And there are a couple of films that really do that well. There's one film called, I mentioned it earlier, Intravehicular Activity. And this is the only film that is 100% from the astronauts' perspective. They shot the film in the command module as they're moving around inside of it. And Don Isley narrates the entire thing. There's another film called Apollo 8, Go for TLI, and this was the first mission where astronauts actually orbited the moon, went around the moon. And it's got some great descriptions from the astronauts talking about, you know, what they were seeing, you know, from 200,000 miles away from the Earth, you know, the furthest humans had flown to this point in history. And listening to them talk about the moon itself, talking about seeing the Earth from that distance is really, it's really great stuff.
You have human beings for the very first time describing a vantage point that no one's ever had or been in.
Yeah.
I love the little Doris Day promotional film too. As technical director of TAMI, the Texas Archive of the Moving Image, you're in charge of overseeing, I guess, the digitization of all the donated films to the collection or, or loaned to the collection. How does that work? Does most of it come in on film, or you have a lot of videotape and other types of tape coming in?
It's interesting because when we first started this, or when I first started about 8 years ago, which is when things really started ramping up for us, we got the vast majority of the material we got was on film. But a couple years ago, the tide kind of started changing, and so we're getting a lot on tape now as well. But I mean, I don't think that it's 50-50 right now, but it's probably close to that.
You mentioned earlier the Texas Film Roundup that you oversee and TAMI accepts from, and that's where you go to a particular town and everybody brings their stuff out of their closet and you digitize it for free. I gather you're still accepting work there that anybody listening can, if they have some home movies of Texas or industrial films or commercial films, that they can send you and you'll digitize for them?
Yep. Yeah, that is correct. We don't only accept material when we have these events. The events are something to kind of draw attention to what we're doing. But people can contact us through the website or give us a call and arrange to have their films or videos sent to us. And then, we digitize them for free. There are some, you know, a few limits in place. But most people fall well underneath those limits.
And we should mention that it is free to those people donating films, but it's not free. And it does cost money and that you do have a way of supporting that through grants and charitable contributions through your website. So people can find that there at texasarchive.org. Well, Afshin, it's a fascinating story, and you've really rekindled a lot of my childhood excitement about space travel with this exhibit. So I want to thank you for putting it together and talking with me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
I've been discussing the Texas Archive of the Moving Image's new online exhibition, A Journey to the Moon Through Texas, with the curator of the exhibit, Afshin Nomai. The archive has a free digitization service for home movies and other forms of moving image content that document life in Texas. And for more information on the service and to experience the archive's many online exhibitions and videos, log on to texasarchive.org. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horek. Thank you for listening to On Film.